More than half of New York City's public school students attend classes in overcrowded buildings. Squeezing more kids in means losing space for art, tutoring, counseling, but it's even more basic than that. Crowded classrooms make it extremely hard to teach and to learn. The city plans to build more than 30,000 new seats over the next 5 years, but even that won't meet demand. WNYC's Beth Fertig visited one of the city's most overcrowded elementary schools to see why the problem is so hard to fix.
Just how crowded is PS 176? Imagine your typical Manhattan studio apartment. Now, put 22 third graders in there. Everything's fine, so long as the kids stay in their seats. But these are 7 and 8-year-olds. Teacher Annie Chow says there's no room for them to move around, much less gather on one of those rugs you see in most elementary classrooms.
I only have a few students come to the meeting area, which you're standing in.
Violetta Zanni isn't one of them. She doesn't like fighting for space on the floor.
I would try to go back to my seat because it would feel really squished.
It's squished even when the kids are sitting. Violetta is at a little table with 5 other students, and their chairs are right on top of each other. The teacher has used every square inch of this room to store containers of school supplies. Principal Elizabeth Culkin says coats and knapsacks are hung out in the hall, despite a warning from the fire department.
They actually say to us, we can't do that. And I'm like, where are we supposed to put their stuff? There's no place to put stuff.
Culkin has been here for almost 20 years, and she had to make a lot of tough decisions. The classroom we just saw used to be a guidance office. The school had to convert 12 offices like that into small classrooms when its enrollment surged over the past decade. So where do those people work now?
When the saints go sneaking in.
Some of them got sent to a gym. While about 40 kids are exercising, one 8-year-old boy is sitting at a desk in the corner trying to concentrate. He's with an occupational therapist, Maria Lukakis.
But it's just very difficult because, as you can hear, the music is going on. They're being given instructions. It's distracting, and it just makes it very difficult.
But it's hard for anyone to focus these days. There are now about 1,400 children in a building meant for 808. Culkin is at her breaking point.
We even submitted to the previous administration the citations from the fire department that says that we're overcrowded. And it was just not addressed. And we were just told to take the children.
This crowding didn't just happen in a vacuum. PS 176 is in Diker Heights, an area that's been growing largely because of immigration from China and Eastern Europe. That's put a lot of pressure on the local community education council. It doesn't have much power, but it can fight for new seats and change the zoning boundaries for a particular school to shrink its enrollment. Lori Windsor, the council president for District 20, says she's done both already, and she's frustrated.
You don't want me to be politically incorrect? Shut the doors. It's not the DOE. It's here, New York, this country. That's what I'm saying. It's politically incorrect to stop the immigration flow.
But the simple fact is you had it on paper that this building could only hold so many kids.
Right.
So what should they have done?
Unfortunately, this is not the only school we have like this in the district.
She's right. The group Class Size Matters counts 23 elementary schools in this district that are at more than 100% capacity. But PS 176 is among the worst by far. Some parents think it's because officials know their principal is experienced enough to handle it. This is lunch period. More than 200 first graders are lining up in a small gymnasium that's been converted into a second cafeteria. To keep them from bouncing off the walls, Culkin says half the kids are sent outside to a play yard after they've eaten.
And then the other half, we usually play games like Skip to My Lou or we'll throw on a video.
But that's just a diversion. Even after another zoning change, the school's capacity is still expected to be 150% next year. Culkin says somebody at the top needs to take a close look at how crowding is distributed to every school.
It's not just our school. It's citywide, and it really needs to be addressed.
The Department of Education says 2 separate committees are looking at shared space and the formula for determining how much room a school really needs. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.